This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Dave Harrigan, I'm trying a little tea here.
What kind are we working
still
on?
With respiratory tea.
Sure, I love respiratory. Yeah. It's my favorite flavor.
How different do you think the teas really are? You know, there's sleepy time. There's gut health tea. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Are they just making this all up and it's the same exact tea?
100% they are. They might change the color a little bit, you know, throw a yes. couple herbs in. But the best thing about Ted Lasso, other than the dart scene, is Ted's yeah. insipid hatred for tea. And I yes. completely agree with him. Tea in yes. all forms is awful, in my opinion.
Yeah, let's be honest. We're not afraid of big tea.
No.
Most people are.
No, we'll take a okay. big tea bag every day.
Okay. Watch yourself. And does anybody ever enjoy tea without honey?
You can't.
You can't. And then does every honey have to have some sort of bee pun too tied to its name?
Either a bee or a bear. I mean, you get the bear-shaped yeah. bottle. I think that counts.
Yeah, that's it. You get the bear body. And, you know, we're being around you. Thanks for being around you. Or we're buzzing nearby. Okay. Not funny anymore. Okay. That's what we've decided when we're taking on big tea. Not low tea. We're afraid of low tea.
They don't
Joe
want
wants
low tea.
No part of low tea. We like a lot of tea. Okay. How about these three athletes with birthdays today? Sandy Koufax, LeBron James, and Tiger Woods.
It's a big day in birthdays, isn't it?
That's unbelievable.
I forgot that LeBron was today, too. Goodness.
Sandy Koufax, for what, 4 or 5 years, toyed with the sport. Could have pitched, I mean, years and years more, but he was in so much pain, and he was sick of feeling medicated,
mm-hmm.
right? And at 90, by the way, tell me a 90-year-old who looks better than Sandy Koufax. Can't when you find- see him at Chavez Ravine, great tan, well-dressed, looks like he could strike you out today.
I don't think it would take much.
Yeah, Mr. Baseball. So let's get to Tiger, since golf is my ballywick. Justin Ray has been doing this for years on just crazy stats as Tiger turns 50 today. I'm just going to give you a few stats from Justin Ray just to point out how the dominance from this man, I think it almost now is underrated, because you forget how he toyed with this sport, to use toyed again. Now, if I could have one career or the other, I'd take Jack's. Because the whole point is majors. And it's not close between the two of them. I know they're three major wins apart. But when you look at second and thirds and top fives and top tens, it's Jack. Now, who played the game at the highest level? Oh, it's Tiger. And I think there's some separation in that area. But the guy's quest, and I'm going to cough again, so I apologize. The guy's quest for perfection, reinventing himself, not wanting to give anybody else any damn credit at all caused him to take the greatest golf swing ever and throw it in the dustbin and then go with that stupid Hank Haney swing, which was terrible, and then still play almost as well just because how brilliant he was. He wanted no part of Butch Harmon, getting all the credit he was getting. So he just dumped him. Then he goes with Hank Haney, and I mean, if you know anything about golf, you watch those two swings, you're like, what in the hell are you doing, my man? And then, of course, he would work out 18 hours a day, and that was something that changes the industry. We're going to get to that.
SEAL training, right?
The SEAL training stuff. Again, how about just run, lift weights.
Stretch.
Hit some balls. And you know what else he should have got? A burner phone.
Probably about six of them.
You know? Or all those Bobos that were hanging around with him.
Mm-hmm.
And making a lot of money, and let's just be honest, getting a lot of chicks that they had no chance. Let's go with the term chicks, too. Give them the phone, Tiger, okay? But he's so cheap, he didn't want to have a backup phone. So, just a couple of stats. Scottie Scheffler's having a hell of a run right now. And last year, he had the fifth best single season scoring average in tour history. Okay? That's pretty impressive, right?
It's good. That's really good.
Tiger has the other seven of the top eight.
That's so okay. Great.
Okay. Scotty right now has been number one for 171 weeks.
Woo.
Clear cut the best player in the game. Rory clear cut second.
That would be over 2 years.
Yeah. To tie Tiger, he has to have the run continue for just a little bit longer, 10 more years.
It's unreal.
10 more years. Two instances since World War II where players won the same tournament four consecutive years. Yeah, of course, that's Tiger. Both times. Where do I want to go again? I mean, there's so many numbers here. Let's get to this one on the majors. Here we go. From 98 through 09. And again, don't forget, we ruined him. 14-0 with the lead going to the final round. And then I blame my friend Patrick Hunt and Hazeltine.
Mm-hmm.
They ruined him.
No, they conquered
Patrick,
him is what they did.
Steensland was there then. Baldwin. I'm blaming all of you folks. Because you did something to him. Because Y.E. Yang beat him. Minnesota ruined Tiger Woods. I hope you're happy, Minnesota. So, from 1998... This doesn't even include the 97 Masters, where he won by just a small margin. He beat the field scoring average in all but 16 of those rounds. So you had the middle. Tiger was ahead of the middle 164 of the 100. And 80 times. He also, during that stretch of majors, I'm trying to see it again because I just was staring at it. He was ahead of the next guy by, I think, like 200 shots if they played 50 rounds. It's just stunning to think what he did. And he just blew away the field. And the thing is, I think he underachieved because he was so damn dedicated, so talented, had the flawless swing, but he put himself in position for these dumb injuries. Some could be unavoidable, right? But others, with the SEAL training and what he's doing, putting stress on his back, leaving Butch, can you be the most dominant in something and also have underachieved? Do you think that's possible to have that combination? Because he should have 10 more majors minimum if he stays with Butch Harmon, stops some of the dumb training, gets a burner phone, or maybe just comports himself a little better with his wife. Novel, crazy concept. I actually think he'd have double. I think he'd have 30 majors. Can you have that combination? You're the most dominant, but you wasted more talent than anybody's ever done.
You can. I think you can absolutely say you were the most dominant, the most talented, and you didn't do enough. Wasted the talent is quite fair to say he's wasted more than anybody else. I think there's a lot of golfers that might argue they've wasted more than Tiger has.
Yeah, they didn't have the talent he had to waste.
Yeah, well, I mean, just when I think of Tiger, you think of the dominance, obviously. You think of, you know, starting at a young age, just lapping the field of the Masters at, you know, Pebble Beach, wherever he was winning.
How about when he was three and he's on the Mike Douglas show?
Oh, there's
the guy
too.
Was in front of our eyes, and the spotlight at times just wore him down. I mean, he was this nerdy guy who was brilliant at golf, and all of a sudden he starts hanging around these other top athletes and like, hey, wow, you're going to have drinks?
Interesting.
You're going to have fun? Wait, all these attractive women are interested in me? I'm normally up in my room with the putter and hitting three golf balls into the glass. So let's do this. Let's pause here. Who changed their sport more than Tiger Woods? Who else is out there? Because the money he brought in to this sport was a gargantuan change.
The people he brought into the sport.
The people. The diversity of audience. I wish we could say more diversity of players, because that's not true. There's more, but it's still such a white-dominated sport. At the highest level. At lower levels, there's way more diversity because of him. A sport that in places was riddled with racism. And sadly, there are probably places where it still is. Think about the advertising. Think about the cool effect. You know,
yeah.
Golf was Craig Stadler. You know, the walrus wearing those ugly pants and like 40 pounds overweight and that funky over-the-top swing. And here's this guy.
Yeah. He comes along, starts destroying the field, and courses all over the country say, well, we need to, quote, tiger-proof the courses, lengthen things, move bunkers, tighten fairways, change greens, all because they were trying to block Tiger from beating everybody by a dozen strokes.
And the dumbest thing they did initially was just make courses longer.
Yeah, oh, exactly.
Sure.
Davis Love is going to keep
the
up.
The longest guy on the planet. Right. And he was, you know, everybody thinks that 97 Masters when he's just hitting wedges in the par fives. He also wasn't missing the putt inside 10 feet, or he was getting up and down, or when he had to lead, like Jack, he would just play this boring, safe golf and watch these bleeps just melt in front of him. They just, it's hard to be intimidating in golf. And there's probably only three guys who ever did it, but nobody did it like Tiger.
No.
Jack at its peak, absolutely could be intimidating. Ben Hogan, for sure. But, like, Tiger played all these games, too, like where he would stand on the tee and when he'd leave and grabbing the wrong club. And they were afraid of him. That, I mean, it's so funny when he came back and he started being friendly and joking during rounds, and you're like, who is that guy? I mean, he wouldn't acknowledge a soul when he was at his peak. So within sports, who do we have? If I could have allowed the NFL to bring the Itzeball with me and there was no rushing the quarterback, I would have had that impact on the National Football League.
Too bad you wasted your talent.
I did. Well, I think the NFL conspired against me.
Okay.
Because.
Right. You were Kaepernick before Kaepernick. Is that what you're saying?
That's it. That's, I mean, you think John Elway had a gun? You think Drake May, right? You should have seen me in the backyard in the 70s with that Itzeball.
Dimes.
Golden Valley wanted no part of me. Okay? All right. Who else in sport? And we could have fun with this, too. I'd like some right answers and some wrong answers. Who else in sport totally changed their sport? Who do you have? 651-461-9226. We'll get back to the very serious in about 12 minutes when the Speaker of the House, Lisa Damith, joins us. But golf's my jam. It's Tiger's 50th, so we can have some fun with it. Let me know what your thoughts are. And other parts of Tiger that still just blow you away, including screwing up his personal life in the way he did when, you know, so many women took so much heat for sleeping with him. He was the bimbo, okay? He was the one who was sleeping with anybody. So watch who you're criticizing about that, because he deserves the overwhelming amount of blame for that. 651-461-9226.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Among, and obviously Tiger's the theme, the bumper music theme, among the most annoying songs that can be played before a game, competition, where does Eye of the Tiger rank? Because I think it is number one.
No.
Oh, my God. No. It's just a horrendous song.
It's fine. Don't tell that to Rocky Balboa. He'll knock you out. It's fine. It's better than Rock and Roll Part 2, Gary Glitter. Da, 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 da.
Yeah, that's also awful, right? All right, lots of texts. Hey, Chad, how much different do you think Jack's game would have been with the new technology clubs? Unbelievably different.
He would have been worse.
I mean, Jack's longevity numbers, and again, the sport does allow for it. It's not quite football. It's not UFC. But Jack almost won the 60 U.S. Open. And if he makes one more putt on the front nine of the 98 Masters, I guarantee he wins it, because Couples, Duval, and O'Meara would have folded up like one of Dave's cheap suits. And his numbers are staggering. He just, and again, Tiger faced more depth. Tiger didn't face Watson, Trevino, Palmer, and Player. He just didn't. No offense, Phil. Phil's close to those guys. Ernie, VJ, no. How about Wayne Gretzky in hockey? Now, Gretzky's numbers are unbelievable, right? But his overall impact on the sport wasn't like Tiger's, right?
No, he didn't change the game, I guess. I think of a guy like Barry Bonds in baseball. Obviously, what teams were doing to him, but what baseball has become since Barry Bonds turning into a home run hitting contest.
Yeah, I mean, you could maybe even say McGuire and Sosa
sure
started it.
They did.
And then Bonds took it further, kind of like, you know, Bird and Magic resuscitated the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jordan took it kind of where Bonds took that. Now, Bird, Magic, and Jordan elevated the entire sport. Bonds just took one of the sports aspects and just elevated it to a level plus. They never could catch him. I mean, his head tripled in size, which was a bit of a telltale sign.
No, that happens. That happens sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then it shrinks when you're done, and that happens a lot, too. Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth's pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pelé for soccer. Does that count here? Consider what Pelé did here?
Boy, I don't know. Oh.
Yeah. The Hulkster. What about the Hulkster and what he did for wrestling and its reach across the country?
Yes. 100%. Not in the ring, but outside the ring.
Kobayashi, competitive eating.
I mean, you got to say yes, right? He started it. Joey Chestnut has picked it up and has not looked back.
Cha-Cha Muldowney. Who doesn't love, you know, drag racing, right? Les Steckel.
Yes.
Yeah. I think Lance Armstrong's another great one. For so many reasons, right?
I mean,
he was this, you know, he was decent. Then he's going to die. Then, I mean, honestly, unless you were kind of fidgety like I am, every person on the planet was wearing a Livestrong bracelet, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep, absolutely. The shirts, everyone, and, you know, Saturday, Sunday afternoon, bikers were out wearing yellow.
Yes. And then what we all thought could be possible.
Yeah.
He was a fraud.
Mm-hmm. Doping like the rest of them.
Yeah. Speaking of fraud, we know the Speaker of the House, who's also running for governor, will have many comments on the continuing fraud story in this state. We've interviewed Lisa Daymuth a number of times. The Speaker of the House is back on the show in minutes here on WCCO.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.